people hear about wine on tap and they're thinking cheap jug wine. It looks just like a beer tap. You go into a restaurant that has it at the bar, and it's just another tap. But out of it comes white wine, red wine, rosé wine, whatever. It's a good thing because it's green, because you're using a reusable container. So they can send this container back to the winery and have it filled up rather than, you know, pouring out of bottles. But it allows restaurants to serve a higher quality wine in this type of container. So previously, and this is a new law in Florida. It's been around the country for a long time, but Florida and Utah were holdouts. So Utah is the only holdout now. It was the law was passed in April that allows reusable containers no larger than 5.16 gallons. Previously, restaurants had been limited to serving wine in no larger than a gallon container. So you go back there and you see the Carlo Rossi on the back bar, but this allows them to serve a better quality wine, and so you're going to start seeing this come into town. It's already being served at K Restaurant, and they're serving the wines of Quantum Leap, which is the Orlando winery that makes its own wine, but it makes it from grape juice from around the world. So we've got Italian wines being produced in Orlando in big tanks. They ship in the wine juice in big bladders, and they make their own blends, and they ferment them right there on site, right in the Mills 50 district of downtown Orlando. They have a tasting room, too, and of course, they've got their own wines on tap as well.
That's really interesting. It's kind of like I suppose, emblematic of the globalization of food now.
Well, it is, but it's also the localization of it because they're able to do this right here in Orlando. So other restaurants or distributors who are going to participate in this are probably going to be sending their containers back to California or someplace to be refilled. Here locally, they can just ship it back to Quantum Leap to be refilled and sent back. And so you don't have the waste of the bottles that are going into landfill or the corks or screw caps or whatever they're using for closures. So it's pretty good. And I think and I hope that what it's going to do is allow restaurants to offer wines by the glass that are within a better price range than if they have to go and open up a bottle.
In the past, if you ordered a glass of wine at a restaurant, would that have come out of a bottle that had been used for somebody else's glass of wine? What was the story there?
Restaurants will set up their wine list, and they'll choose the wines that they're going to offer by the glass. There are very few restaurants that will offer everything on the menu you can have by the glass. But, of course, they're going to price it so that if they open up that bottle, they've got their costs covered whether they can sell another glass to somebody or not. Mm-hmm. I like to order my wine by the glass because I don't want the expense and the hassle of having to take a whole bottle home.